1-800-449-8686. That is a live open line to Jay Santos, who's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police agency. He's down near the Staples Center, where they will be holding the Democratic National Convention. And let's get in with Jay. Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Philly. It's Concertmania down here at the Play Center. We stand ready to assist the police in their duties to make sure that we have a safe Democratic National Convention, but Concertmania reigns here in Los Angeles. I am a Republican, but I do stand by the right of the Democrats to have their little convention, so whatever the Citizens Auxiliary Police can do. And as a general in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I also want to communicate to you and your listeners, Phil, that Commanding General Elvis Newton, as well as Major Lawrence Patter, and Major Patter is a higher rank than me, I want you to know. Even though I'm a general, he's a major, but he's a higher rank because that's the rank that he wanted to be, even though he is a higher rank than me. And when we voted on who got to be what, he got to be a major, and so the only thing left was a commanding general. And that's what I am. But a brigadier general is what Elvis Newton is, and he's the highest one of all.
And all right, well, that's nice. I don't know what any of it means. You're a general. Elvis Newton's a brigadier general, but the highest guy is Larry Patter, and he's a what?
He's a major.
He's a major. Well, let's get back to the Citizens Auxiliary Police's role in the Democratic National Convention. You're outside right now?
Yeah, we're outside. The planning stages for the Democratic National Convention well underway, and we are at the ready to assist the police.
Have you been asked by the police to assist them?
Not yet, Phil. We have made phone calls to the Los Angeles Police Department, and we told the Los Angeles Police Department we stand at the ready to assist them in breaking up any demonstrations. As you know, some have been predicted, and one of the ways that we can do that is just by keeping our eyes and ears open.
All right, Citizens Auxiliary Police is, boy, you're in a really noisy area there, too. Citizens Auxiliary Police is a volunteer police agency. How do people know it's you?
Right, Phil. One of the ways that people know it's us is by simply seeing the blue armband and the pip helmet or the safari helmet that we wear. When you see the blue armband of Citizens Auxiliary Police, that's who we are. And so I think that will help a lot of people in knowing who we are.
What are the things specifically you can do to maintain crowd control?
Well, one of the things that we plan on doing, Phil, the police haven't asked us to do it yet, but I'm sure they will at some point, is we want to make sure that the registered voters down here are Democrats and not Republicans, because it makes sense the guys that want to start trouble at a Democratic National Convention are going to be Republicans. That makes sense. That's common sense. An idiot can see that. And so what we'll do is check voter registration cards. If we find any registered Republicans around the Staples Center, then we can...
What is the Staples Center? What do you call it, Staples?
That is the French, I believe. And I don't know, is it Staple? That's okay, too. That's my understanding.
It's Staples. I've heard it pronounced Staples Center. All right, so anyway, go ahead.
Right, so anyway, so what we're saying is that the people, any registered Republican around here, is going to be looked at suspiciously by us. And we would most probably ask them to leave the area.
Registered Republicans being around the Staples Center in Los Angeles during the Democratic National Convention.
That is correct.
Are you asking everybody for their voter registration card?
No, Phil. What we're going to do, first of all, most Democrats are minority members. They tend to be Asian and Indian and Mexican and those kinds of things. If we see a white man down here, there's good probability that's a Republican. Because most people who are Republican are white, and I mean lily white. And so those ones, we're going to stop and ask them for their voter registration card, just to make sure. And
well, if I'm down there, I'm a Democrat. I want you to know that, okay?
And well, that's no problem, Phil. We'll ask your voter registration card and find out if you're a Democrat, you're allowed to be there. But most of the people we're going to be stopping will be white people. Because, number one, there's no reason at all for a white man to be near the Staples Center at any given time other than a Laker game. Number two, there certainly is no reason for a white Republican to be down there during a Democratic National Convention. And that's what we're going to be doing.
We're talking with Jay Santos. He's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are a volunteer police force. They haven't been asked to do anything by the LAPD, but they stand at the ready, as they say. Okay, so to help out. I'm curious about this whole white guys that are down by the Staples Center will be asked for their voter registration card.
Right. Any white man with a Western belt buckle, that's a red flag. There's no white man who's a Democrat that wears a Western wear belt buckle. And so what we'll do, Phil, is check that Republicans are going to win the election. Let's be very careful. The Republicans are going to win the election. But what we're asking Republicans to do, since we are going to win the election, yes, I am a Republican, let's let the Democrats have their little party, let them have their little farewell for Clinton or whatever they want to do. Let's not cause any trouble, because we're about saving lives. And,
Well, shouldn't you be objective?
We are objective, Phil. We are letting them have their little day. So I think we are objective. But we go up to any Republicans that we may see. We bond a little bit and ask them to allow the minorities to have their little convention. And we also, with the police approval, will have access to the convention floor as well, Phil. And
all right. A lot of the stuff you're talking to me about is, are you going to be asking or demanding people's voter registration cards? And not everybody carries a voter registration card.
I'm aware of that.
Okay, so if they don't have it, what do you do?
That's a clause. You just have to ask people what party do you vote with or do you vote for. But that's a red flag if you don't have a voter registration card. That's a red flag right there. What we're asking people to do is show us their voter registration card. And tell us what party they're in. If they're a Democrat, have yourself your little farewell party, because you're going to lose in November. And it
shouldn't. But I'm saying again, you're a police officer. It just doesn't sound like you're being very objective.
We're objective. I'm just a Republican, Phil, and I'm reveling in the moment. And the Republican Party is going to be winning, but we're going to have their thing. Now, we're going to be out there on the floor, and we will be controlling the speeches.
All right, hold the line here for a minute. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us. They are going to be helping the police patrol the convention, the Democratic National Convention in Los Angeles, using some tactics that are rather interesting. Any white guy they see down there, they figure is a Republican, so they'll ask him for his voter registration card. Any minority, they get to walk free, huh?
Well, they walk free. Very unlikely going to see some Cambodian or a Cherokee or whatever you want to call yourself as Republican, Phil.
And all right, our number is 1-800, hold on, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show. Now tell me, you guys have access to the convention floor.
We do have access to the convention floor. We will have the authority to have the delegates keep speeches to a minimum. And as you know, Phil, this has been an ongoing problem. And when the speeches go too long, we can use a pen light, and that is a small light, to signal them that their speech is going too long. If they don't wrap it up, we have a tactical maneuver. The delegate is dropped. We use a small Citizens Auxiliary Police shield that we apply to the back of the neck, and they drop to their knees.
And what is it? Do you strike them?
We use what is a small, sharp, what we call a punch move or a punch maneuver with the shield. Now, this is
what do you mean a shield? Is this a
well? It's something that we get off of the, like at home. My wife let me use one of the waste paper baskets. I took the lid off of it and I taped a handle to it.
Okay, Jay, a lot of the techniques that you're using may be quasi-legal. I don't know. You're out there. Be careful. The police...
Hold on for a minute, Phil. We have a constitutional right, okay?
Well, you have a constitutional right or not to have a citizen's arrest. I've heard this before. But you don't have any real legal authority. Be careful. Because if you apply that, if you drop some delegate, just because of... God, what are you talking about?
I'm talking... Phil, what do you mean?
Just because a guy's speech sounds too long... You're going to drop him?
When you got a guy standing there going, Mr. Chairman, the great state of Kentucky, blah, 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 I can't hold my guys back. And if they keep going and they keep going, we're going to bring them to the, we're going to drop them. So you'll hear him go, Mr. Chairman, the great state of, and then it'll be gone because he'll be on the floor. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen, okay? I think what you guys need to do is watch out, watch your step, because you don't know what's going to happen if you have anybody out there, a real police officer is finally getting tired of you guys hassling people for voter registration cards. And
Phil, we're about saving lives, okay? And you don't, you're not on the front line of law enforcement.
Let me take a call. All right, hold on for a minute.
We're about saving lives.
Hold on for a minute. Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Portland, hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I just don't understand where this man is coming from, harassing people for their voter registration.
Well, if you're down around the Democratic National Convention where they think there's going to be some disturbance, ma'am, yes, we need to see people's identification.
But how many people really carry around their voter registration? And it sounds
that's what
like
I was
it's
asking.
Harassment,
right.
And you're racist.
That's what I was...
How do you figure I'm racist?
Well, because you're calling people, Cambodian or...
The only
or
people who are...
Whatever you want to call yourself. Hello? Ethnicity.
Most I'm sorry?
It's an ethnicity.
I don't understand.
It's not just
she said ethnicity.
Calls themselves.
Oh, well, you know what? You can play that game. Look.
Whatever.
Democrats.
No wonder you're like a rent-a-cop.
No, ma'am. There's a rent-a-cop, ma'am. White. What? Okay, I'll tell you right now. You're a white woman, right?
No, I'm not.
Are you Indian?
And it's none of your business.
You must be an Indian then.
No,
well, if you're
not,
then you're a Democrat. See how I knew? You know how I knew? Because you're not white.
Okay, well, what difference does it make, man? If the guy's walking around the Staples Center, as you call it, and he's white...
He's a Republican, and he could be a troublemaker. I'm trying to protect your people. I'm trying to protect you Democrats. That's what we're going to be doing, okay? But if you go on with
your
speech, you go on with your speech, you get dropped. And
are you doing this at the Republican convention?
Not yet. Because Republicans don't tend to go... They're not long-winded with their speeches. See, what Democrats do...
Oh, come on.
Phil, what Democrats do is they give their big, long speech about...
Oh, my gosh.
What Democrats do, if I could be allowed to finish, Phil...
Go ahead.
They give their big, long speech about Indian rights or the spotted owl, and it goes on and on and on and on. And they give a big speech about how women this and blacks that and gays. It goes forever. What we have to do is wrap it up.
But you don't strike a man and drop him.
You got to drop him. And that's what we do at the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Laugh all you want, lady. I hope you're not on the floor there in August.
All right, thanks for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. What's going on out in the street right now?
There's people walking by.
People are just walking by?
Yeah.
Turn that up. That's people just walking by?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Sounds like there's a riot going on out there.
No, just people getting off a bus.
I must have the wrong... Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. People getting off a bus. Sounds like he's in the middle of a Mardi Gras celebration. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are going to be patrolling the Democratic National Convention. They haven't been asked by the police to do it, but they're going to be doing it. And one of the things he said that I find almost unbelievable, if the delegate goes too long with his speech... They'll walk up and crack the back of his head with one of their shields and drop him. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Outside the Staples Center, and you're listening to the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, thank you, Jay. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police has joined us. They are going to be out. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, you guys wear safari hats with a blue...
Blue armband and safari hat, Phil, that's right.
But you haven't received any approval from the LAPD to assist them.
We are at the ready, Phil, on the front line of law enforcement to assist LAPD in clearing out troublemakers from the Democratic National Convention.
Now, I know that there have been rumors that there's going to be a lot of trouble. There have been rumors that a lot of the same folks who are involved in stopping that WHO stuff up in Seattle are going to be down in Los Angeles to do the same thing with the Democratic National Convention. That's what you guys are on the lookout for?
Absolutely, Phil. And the first people who are going to want to stop a Democratic National Convention figure are going to be Republicans. And those guys, I'm a Republican, okay? I believe I'm going to vote for George Bush. I think they're great. All I'm going to say to fellow Republicans is let the Democrats have their little party, because all it is a lot of Cambodians and Indians and whatever else they are standing up and yelling and screaming, and then, you know,
Yeah, well, they won the presidency for 8 years in 92, man, so you might want to think about that.
Well, you know...
Hold on, I'm going to take a call. Wichita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask the wannabe cop why he's referring to Hispanic people as Mexicans. He sounds like he's real racist.
I'm in the front line of law enforcement.
And he really don't even need to be there because any problems are probably going to be started by him.
I don't want to start any problem. Why would I start a problem?
Because you sound like a problem starter.
I'm
in your town and you try to pull me over.
Are you a Democrat?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bend you over, guy.
Are you a Democrat?
Am I Democrat?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I wouldn't vote Republican after you. I don't care what I vote now.
You're not a white man, though.
Oh, no, I'm very Caucasian. You know what?
You're going to have to prove that to me, man. It's people like you
that give white people a bad name. You know that?
You're going to have to prove that to me.
You know what? Are you some kind of Klansman or something? Klansman. I'm white. I'm not white.
If you're white, what are you doing being a Democrat?
What am I doing being a Democrat?
I'm a Democrat.
What is your IQ level?
Wait a minute, man. I'm a Democrat, and I'm white.
Well, the two of you guys are white guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. You did say one thing that makes me believe you're a Democrat. You said something about bending guys over. Yeah, you're a Democrat.
What's that crack supposed to mean?
Bending you over.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you know what I'm talking about. All those guys that bend guys over are Democrats.
Yeah.
The point that I'm trying to say is that...
The point you're saying is you're asking people for voter registration cards. You have no legal authority to do that. And you
want to try me?
What's that supposed to mean?
You want to try me?
You know what? I'm going to go down there to the convention, man, and you're going to come up to me and ask me for my card, and I say no. Then what are you going to do?
We have a three-step takedown.
Oh, I'm going to make you eat my card.
Yeah, the three-step takedown. The three-step takedown, sir. You do not comply, then I push you down onto the ground after a guy kneels behind you. Now, that's all legal.
Yeah, me taking you to the hospital.
That's a three-step takedown? Are you married to a white woman?
Huh?
Are you married to a white woman?
No, I'm married to a Hispanic woman. Go ahead and say something about her. I'll reach to the phone and slap you.
Well, what's wrong with white women?
Huh?
What's wrong
with
white
women? You know what? There's nothing wrong with white women. I just like women with a little bit of color.
Whatever. Well, hey, you slap a white woman. She's got a little bit of color, huh?
Yeah, well, you probably, you know what? That's probably the only person you can beat up is a woman.
I'm joking. Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Sir, do not piss me off.
Oh, you know what? You and Elvis Newton can, you know.
Commanding general, or major.
No,
he's the brigadier general. He's the brigadier general.
Yeah.
Are you making
You tell
fun
Elvis
of
Newton.
Elvis Newton started the Citizens Auxiliary.
I'll tell you what. Come down to Wichita, Kansas.
The Kansas Range Riders are a volunteer force.
The Kansas Range Riders?
Ooh. That's right. Watch, don't mess with them.
Let me tell you something.
Do these guys wear a blue armband too?
I don't know what the Kansas Range Riders wear, but they are bad boys. Now it's good. You're married to a Mexican. Good for you. Congratulations.
Hey,
Jesus,
Hispanic.
I should be so lucky.
You need to treat people with respect.
I'm treating you with respect. I'm just asking you for your card.
All right.
Yeah, I wish I was there. You know what? You asked me for my card. Like I said, you better hope it's made out of candy because I'll make you eat it.
Well, that's very colorful, sir.
And then Elvis Newton.
Elvis Newton's going to drop
Newton,
you.
Elvis Newton, you know
I'll
what?
Drop you.
That's Elvis, a real tough name, too, you know that?
Elvis Newton, yeah, the commanding general.
You know, you guys are starting to piss me off making fun of Elvis Newton.
Okay, thank you for your call,
Phil
sir,
Henry,
okay?
I love you, man.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye. Here is Kearney, Nebraska on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
This guy has got to be the biggest joke around. A water cop is exactly what he is.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're the head of law enforcement. You're not invited there. You're a troublemaker. You're going to ask white people with belt buckles for a car. Have you ever been to Wyoming or Montana? There's a lot of Democrats there, and believe me, they wear belt buckles and they are white.
This is California, okay, sir? That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah,
see any white folks down there, I'm saying they're Republicans, and I'm going to ask for their voter registration card.
And if you're saying that Democrats aren't white? You ever hear of Bill Clinton? You think he's white?
Well, that guy came
from
trash. He came
from
trash.
How about his running mate there? Do you think he's white?
Two out of every ten guys.
A major from a sergeant from a general. You need to get real and go home. You are the troublemaker.
Major
there.
Newton.
And believe me,
major
somebody's going to hurt
me.
You.
I'm a brigadier general.
You're a what?
A brigadier general.
Yeah, but a major's in charge of you, right?
Yeah, that's right.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and with us on the phone from near the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, anticipating the Democratic National Convention, which should be coming up next month. I don't even know the exact dates. I think it's around the 14th. Is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. There have been some protests that are alleged to have been planned. The police are expecting perhaps larger crowds than usual. The Citizens Auxiliary Police are not a police agency. They're a volunteer police force. And Jay Santos, you're a what, a brigadier general?
I'm a brigadier general. That's correct, Phil. You know, a lot of your sarcasm, I think, is misplaced. I think what we're trying to do is help our country and help our state and help the city of Los Angeles come up with a good, clean convention. And Democrat, we're trying to help Democrats, even though I'm a Republican, trying to help Democrats have their little fun. You know?
Well, one of the things you're doing is you're saying the Democrats are all Indians and they're all Cambodians and they're having their little fun and you're helping people out down there. It's like you're doing everybody a favor. The cops haven't asked you to be there. I sure haven't asked you to be there. You guys are down there anyway with blue armbands and pith helmets asking people for their voter registration cards.
Phil, I'm a citizen. I'm allowed to make sure there's no trouble because the last thing we want is trouble. This is not Seattle, okay? This is L.A. This is not Seattle, where you get to run amok and act like some kind of a clown. This is L.A., and we're not going to have any of those creeps messing things up here. And that's, I'm saying again, you spoken as a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm going to vote for George Bush, but most white people are Republican.
Well, you heard the guy say that Bill Clinton was a white man, okay? This isn't Seattle. Santa Cruz on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I got one question.
Sir, it doesn't make any difference what the listening public thinks. It doesn't make any difference at all because they love the show and they're listening to the show, you know? The only moron is anybody that would call with a comment like that. 1-800-449-8686. So, Jay, there's an example of what I'm talking about.
That's the kind of guy we're going to have to deal with. And you heard the language that the guy used. It's okay. We'll be dealing with him. We'll be dealing with other people like him when the Democratic National Convention rolls around. Because I can tell you something right now, Phil. As far as we're concerned, this is going to be one of the top events for law enforcement. We'll shut them down. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Let me ask you one more question. Then I'm going to let you go. I think that assuming there's going to be a lot of white Republicans hanging around starting trouble is going to be a big mistake when, in point of fact, there's a lot of white Democrats. And
I already heard that guy talk about Bill Clinton. And
the fact is that when you're hassling those Democrats, it's just getting a lot angrier, and it's probably going to put a Democrat in the White House with you hassling people, okay? So keep that in mind, Jay. And wherever you are, that can't be the Staples Center because it sounds like you're in the middle of Disneyland.
No, it just seems like a normal day.
Well, who's blowing that horn, man, like it's New Year's Eve?
Nope, I don't hear anything.
Well, where are you, man? I'm hearing a horn and I'm hearing cars honking.
I'm right down here, man. I don't see anything.
All right, thanks a lot.
I swear to God, Phil, there's nothing going on.
Phil Hendry Show. Azusa, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
The Cuban people can have a fight, have a riot, have something. That's exactly what you're doing. That's what the devil does.
These are the bones. The bones tell
you're fooling
me.
Around with the bones.
The bones.
You know.
Tell
you know
me.
What?
You know
in,
that
in the
really
name of God and in Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
I
Christ.
I put Jesus
I
Christ to you right now.
Yes.
So that He can touch you.
I believe.
Really,
in
with the power of the Holy Spirit in Him. And show you the real power of God, because you know who is the power.
Who is the Father?
God is the power.
Who is the Father?
And Jesus came here to show you who it is. But you just lie.
No, I do not lie.
But you know what? You're sentenced to death.
I love Jesus.
You know you're going to die.
I will die.
I'm not going to die.
But
I'm going to go to heaven.
Ilion will rise again.
You lie. You're trying to make the Cuban people have a fight with whoever it is. Because that's the way the devil is.
Elion will rise again.
That's right. Elion
that's
will rise again.
She says that Elion will rise again.
He will rise again
you
to
know
save
what?
You.
I
will rise on Easter Sunday.
I talk to the Cuban people.
Did.
I am not Cuban, but I talk to the Cuban people right now.
Mm.
In the name of God, in the name of Jesus, let that be alone.
Don't be the
Antichrist. Do not make any problems for nobody.
You are not Cuban.
Let the child be the way it's supposed to be.
But the bones tell
we
me
have
no.
laws here in this world.
The phones tell me you're in trouble.
We have to do what we have to do.
Phil, what do the
do
bones
not,
say?
Do not say
that Elian is the savior.
That's do not I ruin your reputation as it is. Do not be another Castro. In other
Elian
words, you ran away from Castro, and then you're trying to do exactly what Castro did.
You know that Elian is displeased with you.
You know what?
Elian is displeased with
you. You know what, lady?
Elian will not
just
bring down
as long
the of God
as I
you.
Have the Spirit of God with me and
you
of the Holy Spirit. I don't care who's displeased.
You have pissed
because,
off the Elian.
Because God tells me that the devil it reigns here in the devil, and you're a diabolic lady. That's what you are. I know who you work for.
You
work for Lucifer. But you know what? Not even you nor Lucifer will ever have the power to do anything against God.
Tell him, Phil.
But Elian's here to help you, sir.
Elian's here to help you.
Yeah. He's not to help me. He's not here to help you. He's a child.
Elian will kick your ass.
He almost drowned.
No, he did not drown.
I thank the Lord that he didn't drown.
Tell the world,
you know?
Phil. Tell the world.
Elian is here to help us. Elian's here to help us.
That's right.
He is?
Elian is here to help you. But if you screw with Elian, he will kick your ass. And then you'll be sorry.
Lady.
You laugh at me?
You don't
laugh at me.
You know what?
I am the high priest
because
of Elian.
I am used on hearing the devil talk like you.
Listen to the bones.
That's the way the devil talks.
Listen to what the bones
exactly
say.
Exactly the way you talk. That's the way, exactly the way you talk.
The bones
you know
say
what?
That I am the high priest of the Elian.
May those bones and the spirit of those bones, whatever they might have, may they stay with you forever because they belong in hell with you.
I am the high priest
I
of
am
Elian.
Not afraid of you, lady. I am not afraid of you because I have the Holy Spirit with me. I have the power of a God.
I believe
and I have faith in Jesus Christ.
You should be
and
afraid
because
of the
he came
Elian.
To represent and he came to show us the power
Take
of
care.
God.
Take
and
care,
I am in the power of God.
Take care,
You're
my
not
friend.
Eating. Do you
not,
are a devil.
Do not
a
piss
devil,
off the Elian.
A devil.
Do not
in
piss
Jesus'
off the
name.
Elian.
Hallelujah.
Tell,
hallelujah.
Tell him to be
hallelujah.
Afraid of Elian.
You must
Jesus
be afraid
name,
of Elian.
Devil. In Jesus'
you must
name,
be afraid
I rebuke
of Elian.
You right now in the name of Jesus.
You
hallelujah. The power of,
the
Holy Spirit will be
tell
within you.
We have to take a break.
You
we have to take a break.
Jesus Christ in you. In the name of Jesus.
We're going to a commercial.
In the name of Jesus. You will leave the Cuban people alone. And you will not let them...
There you go. 1-800-449-8686. Elian will lead you. And if you mess with the Citizens Auxiliary Police downtown at the Staples Center, or is it the Stoplays Center, next month, you're going to be in big trouble because they got the three-step takedown. They have the tactical maneuver. They're going to come up with a garbage can lid and drop any cat giving a big, long-winded speech. By the way, yesterday, not apropos of anything in particular, one of the ways that I relax is I log on to a site called EarthStation1.com, EarthStation1.com, and on it they have video of Kennedy assassination coverage from NBC television. So I sit there with my feet up and my hands behind my head just relaxing, looking at Chet Huntley and Frank McGee and Bob Ryan, and they're going through the very early stages of this whole thing. And it's just relaxing. I don't know why. I realize it's morbid, but it's historically it's really interesting. And I was sitting there with Schaefer the other day, and he was eating a ham sandwich and eating some potato chips and going, "What's this?" I said, "This is the Kennedy assassination coverage." And he went, "Huh," as he took another sip of his beer. So I said... And then we're listening to Frank McGee is on the phone. Now, this is the coverage as it's happening. And he says, we have Robin McNeil. He is at the Dallas police station. And Robin, go ahead and tell us. You say he was a white man. People say it was a white man who fired the gun. They saw a white man. There were a lot of Negro people around, but it was a white man who fired the gun. Okay, thank you, Robin McGee. This is the cat saying this, right? And there were a lot of Negro people around. And then I remembered Harry Belafonte saying something like, boy, I hope the guy that shot Kennedy wasn't black because it would have been a real bad scene. But much, much worse. I said all these things to Melissa, and she didn't know what I was talking about. She didn't understand. She thought it was reverse racism. Remember when I said what Harry Belafonte said about a black guy shooting Kennedy being a really bad thing, and it's much better than the white guy? Because whites ain't exactly, you know, they're not going to go out and lynch a white guy. That's what he meant. They would have stormed that Dallas... They didn't have to storm the Dallas police station. The Dallas cops would have lynched him. A lot of Negro people around. So, That's why at the Democratic National Convention, you're going to see a lot of Negro people around, as well as Indians, as well as Cambodians, as well as me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Somebody called and said, what were you just talking about, Phil? We didn't understand one word of it. All I meant to say was that when I was watching the old NBC coverage of the Kennedy assassination, Frank McGee said it was a white man. There were Negro people around, but it was a white man, meaning wasn't it funny that he would point out that there were, quote, Negro people around, end quote, but it was a white man who shot Kennedy. And would Peter Jennings do that today? Of course he wouldn't. Forget about the word Negro or people. Just put the word black. In there. Is he going to say that? No. It was a white guy that did the shooting. There were some blacks there. I mean, we could have, but shoot. A white man did the shooting. I saw it. A whole bunch of darkies over there, man. I could have put a gun in one of their hands, but, you know, the TV crews arrived and lights went on. So what can I do? So that's what we almost pinned it on a black guy, but you clowns from the media, you guys in the media, you're a real pain in the you-know-what. You guys are always coming around, and you're always slanting the news. Well, what do you mean slanting the news? You just said that it was a white guy, and we reported it. And you mentioned the fact there were some darkies around there. Well, we could have pinned it on a darkie, but you guys slant the news. Slant the news? See, if you'd let us pin it on a darkie, then it would have been a darkie that did it, then you guys would be really slanting the news. But as it is, you're just... Okay, now, the other thing here that was really fun... You know this Waco, when Waco, Texas went down, they appointed an independent investigator. Janet Reno was thought to be not objective. Janet Reno, the Attorney General of the United States, they didn't think that they'd get an objective investigation into just what happened at Waco. Because she's a Democrat, so naturally, what does that mean? Friends of Waco or Republicans? Let's get a Republican in there, you know, because they really understand those cats that walk around with the hair and the book and the funky-looking houses that they build out of a tree, you know, and kids wearing sackcloth and ashes and your old ladies wearing burlap and let's read the Bible and smoke dope. What? We can't get an objective hearing from Janet Reno. Let's instead get, you know, an objective. So she appointed a former senator who's a Republican, John Danforth. Independent counsel had reached a preliminary conclusion. This Republican, former senator, that Janet Reno said, okay, you guys don't like me. We'll get a Republican. And this cat concluded that the United States government was not in the wrong at all having to do with the raid at Waco. It contains conclusions relating to about 95% of the subjects under investigation. And he was appointed by Attorney General Janet Reno, and he says nothing happened. This is the old story. Do we have the updated story that I'm reading? Do we have the updated story? Because I got the story from, like, this morning. But basically, he concluded, 10 months after he was asked to investigate the role of federal agents during the Branch Davidian siege near Waco, an independent special counsel has reached preliminary conclusions about the incident. And basically, he's saying the government didn't do anything wrong. So who else are going to get to investigate this thing now? They had, this is old, Mike. This is old freaking news, man. I need the new stuff. So anyway, the guy said, you know what, the government didn't do anything wrong. This nutcase, Koresh, not only did he start the fire, he shot five kids. He shot five kids. Shot four federal agents. Had a hand in setting fire to this thing. I mean, this is the guy that everybody wanted to say was martyred by those big bad. Hey, you know something? Thank God for the FBI, man. Thank God for the FBI. Thank God for cops. Sure, I smoke a little weed every now and again. I drink on the beach. I'm a bad boy. I take my punishment. Doesn't mean I gotta hate cops. Yeah, you heard me right. I like them. I like the government. I like all of that big, bad law enforcement stuff, man. I love it all. I'm not afraid of anything happening. I'm not afraid of anybody eavesdropping on me or tapping into my phone or tapping into my computer. I don't care. In fact, I wish they'd do more of it. Right? This could never has a country been more ripe for a dictatorship, more in need of a dictatorship than the United States of America. I'm ready for it. Aren't you? Yay! Now we're doing fine, man. I mean, everything's beautiful, okay? And when Waco rolls around the anniversary, I got a big bag of marshmallows I'm going to be roasting. How about you? We had to turn it into a national holiday. We had everybody had to build a little tiny Waco-style fort in their house and set fire to it every day, year that the freaking anniversary comes around and roast marshmallows over it. And that's kind of our little, we'll call it Waco Day. And we'll have barbecues, and we'll have another barbecue, and then we'll have another barbecue. Just one big freaking barbecue that day. Better yet, why not just set fire to your house? Thanks, Mike. Yes, independent counsel cleared the government of wrongdoing in the 93 disaster near Waco in a preliminary report to the U.S. government. Senator John Danforth did fault some federal employees for concealing information. In the report's most dramatic finding, Danforth said that Davidian leader David Koresh and several other group members were entirely responsible for the incident that claimed more than 80 lives. The tragedy at Waco rests with certain Branch Davidians and their leader David Koresh, who shot and killed four agents, wounded 20 others, shot at FBI agents trying to insert tear gas into the complex, burned down the complex, and shot at least 20 of their own people, including five children. So there's that scumbag that for like, I don't know however long it's been, 6 years, 7 years now, that people were saying was yet another victim of the encroaching, increasing, you know, the big brother surveillance of the U.S. government, and we just won't be free. Koresh and the others died in the raid, which came at the end of a 51-day siege. The standoff began in February of 93. This dirtbag Koresh, all he had to do was let the kids go. You know, if he wanted to have his little, he wanted to have his little standoff, not a problem. Let the children and let the women out. And you guys can stand off like men. You guys can have your little shootout like Bonanza, okay? Just let the kids out. But this scumbag had to hide behind children. Was there any doubt? Was there ever any doubt? Was there really ever any doubt in anybody's mind other than some whack cases that call talk shows? That this piece of crap deserved the burn. So what I'm saying is, essentially, Waco Day. And you know what? We're going to have a Phil Henry Show barbecue, and I'm not inviting any listeners because God knows most of mine are the kind of guys that believe this was some kind of a conspiracy. So it'll just be me and Schaefer and Melissa and Taylor and our wives and brothers and girlfriends and boyfriends, and we're setting fire to our studio and roasting marshmallows. God, these people. And a couple of kids, too.
Just like the government of Waco, man, I don't agree with David Koresh, but hell, I'll be a son. I don't think the man deserved to die.
Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. So that's the end of that. And that was a Republican laying that on us, all right? So is there another conspiracy? Oh, I see. They're all bought and paid for by the same people. You're right. Well, you guys go ahead and have your investigation, okay? Put on a little kangaroo suit and a bunny suit. Put on a swastika and walk around with the big, you know, the Italian salute and figure out who did it. Who's that? The Tooth Fairy? You got it. Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686.